Hey, what is up, everybody? Briefly, I just wanted to say it's been a shitfuck day. Every time I try to come and report a podcast, Jesus Christ in heaven, what did I just say? Record a podcast. Every time I come to report, oh my God, I can't talk. Every time I come to record a podcast, something isn't working. So today, my computer wasn't recognizing my microphone, and I couldn't figure out how to find it and like say, yo, I'd like you to use this microphone. So, I mean, you know, some days are just really hard and you have to power through and pick yourself up because that's what life is about. Hashtag first world problems. Today, I want to talk about click a train in. I brought one with me. I actually don't even like this clicker. I think it's fugly and I don't like the sound that it makes. I'm very particular about what kind of clickers I like. But in a pinch, I will use this clicker. When I get my own pretty clickers with my name on it and my logo on it, it ain't gonna be one of these. Because I don't like these ones. And it's not like I can show you because this is a podcast, so you just get to hear it. I first learned how to clicker train when I was 9 years old in 4-H. We used it exclusively to train tricks because it's highly motivating for the dogs. They learn really quickly and it's highly reinforced. So in 3 years, I would technically have been clicker training or know about it for 20 years. I know that sounds like really impressive, like, oh, I've been clicker training for 20 years, but I had lost, you know, I fell off the bandwagon there for probably, you know, 18 of those years, but I still have my original Karen Pryor clicker from 4-H, and it has seen better days. Let's not go there. It's gross. So a clicker is this little thing. It's usually like a little box, a little hollow box with a piece of metal in it, and it makes a clicking noise when you press the button. It's pretty straightforward, right? So what it's supposed to do is when a dog does something correct, you give this click and you give it a treat. What this says to the dog is that right there that I clicked, that is what I want. It's almost like taking a picture. And the ch-ch-ch of the camera takes a picture of what it sees perfectly. Well, not all the time. So we are taking a picture of our dog's behavior, clicking and rewarding it. I like the clicker because it's very clear and precise. It cuts through any of the BS that might be going on around you. And it's more effective than our own voices. So some people like to use a word like yes or good instead of a click. And in my opinion, our voices just don't have that same effect as the click does. Mind you, you can 100% train a dog with the word yes as instead of a click. I just think it's a little bit more effective, the sharpness and the quickness of the click. Clicker training is not just used with dogs. You can use clicker training with any species, including wildlife. A lot of zoos use clicker training to teach their animals how to get on a scale and how to get in a crate or how to open their mouth for an exam, blah, 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 blah. All of that is clicker trained. You will not see any of those animals in a shock collar for training because it's not effective. Another really awesome aspect of clicker training is that it's paired with a primary reinforcer, such as food. So food is the ultimate reinforcer in this situation that I'm talking about now. It's not always, food does not always have to be a primary reinforcer, but 9 times out of 10, it is a primary reinforcer. So we pair the click with a treat. So the dog learns that every click he gets a treat. Eventually, the dog will work to earn a click because he knows that the treat is going to come after the click. So the click becomes a secondary reinforcer. Each time the dog is given a treat after the click, that behavior becomes more reinforcing, which means that it's more reliable. If my dog gets a treat every single time she comes to me, how likely is she going to be to come to me when I call her? 100%, or damn near 100%. Clicker-trained dogs are more enthusiastic to learn, and the behaviors are more reliable because they're rewarded every single time they do the behavior, which makes it more reinforcing for the dog, and it's more likely to happen. I'm enrolled in Karen Pryor Academy, which is a clicker-based dog training, exclusively clicker-based. And I had my reservations about it at first when I initially started, but now that I've been practicing it a lot with Tesla and I've really seen the impact that clicker training has had on her behavior, her training, and our relationship, I 100% don't see why clicker training needs to stop at like tricks and behaviors, and it can continue on into rehabilitating bad dog behaviors, or like really serious dog behaviors. It's not just a trick method. It's a way of life, man. Clicker training is easy to teach children. It's easy to teach any person of any age and any dog of any age, except for deaf dogs. Okay, I'll give you that. Since it's an auditory response, there are visual clickers for deaf dogs, but I've never done that. I've never gone down that path. It is something that I am interested in doing in the future and really becoming a well-rounded clicker trainer of all varieties. So I encourage you, I challenge thee to buy a clicker. They're super cheap depending on where you go. They have very low scale models for like 99 cent to like a dollar or two. And just teach your dog some tricks with treats and a clicker and see how enthusiastic they are. See how much fun it is. And like, it's all around, I think it's a good time. Like, why does it need to not be a good time? It's a good time. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you found it helpful. If you were on the fence about clicker training or just thought it was kind of a pushover or like just a trick training thing, I hope I opened your eyes a little bit. Please check me out at Sierra Likes Dogs on social media if you want to. You don't have to. I don't care. You know what? Just live your life because I'm going to live mine, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye. Thank you.